From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. WikiLeaks has moved forward with a major document drop of hundreds of thousands of confidential U.S. diplomatic cables. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports the action flies in the face of dire warnings from top U.S. officials.
The documents provide a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the State Department. The diplomatic cables cover everything from U.S. concerns over the security of Pakistan's nuclear weapons to a comical portrait of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who apparently likes flamenco dancing and usually travels with a, quote, voluptuous blonde, his senior Ukrainian nurse. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is described as being driven by paranoia, while Saudi Arabia and Qatar come in for criticism for their records on terrorism. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.S. ambassadors have been reaching out to leaders around the world to alert them of potentially embarrassing disclosures. The State Department's legal advisor wrote to the lawyer of WikiLeaks warning that the distribution of the cables could disrupt counterterrorism operations and endanger lives. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At this hour, WikiLeaks is alleging a denial-of-service attack has shut down their website. Chaos in Haiti, where surrounded by the debris of January's earthquake, citizens were to have voted for a new president and for lawmakers. In Port-au-Prince, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports nearly all the major presidential candidates are charging fraud and calling for a nullification of the vote.
Two of the leading candidates are among the ones who are calling for the election to be nullified. The other leading candidate is Jules Celestin, and they are accusing him of being the candidate who was going to benefit from this fraud that they said they were seeing. So certainly this is a wide segment of the political spectrum that was coming out and calling for this nullification. And certainly they have a lot of supporters. So this is a big deal. This isn't just a few people on the edge saying this. This is some of the main candidates, two of the leading candidates for president, saying that they believe that these elections should be nullified.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Port-au-Prince. The lame duck Congress resumes session tomorrow with the Bush tax breaks among the major pieces of unfinished business. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is saying today that he, like many other Republicans, will support a continuation of the breaks for all income groups.
I'm not going to vote to increase taxes on anybody in America, millionaires included. We're in a very weak economy. If you want to make it weaker, raise taxes on anybody is a bad idea.
Graham spoke on Fox News Sunday. Congressman Charlie Rangel is getting ready to appeal to the House to reduce his ethics violation punishment from a censure to a reprimand. This is NPR News. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet has approved a proposal to establish a massive detention center for illegal immigrants. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more.
Some 35,000 illegal immigrants from Africa have crossed into Israel recently. A new wall is being built along the border with Egypt, where most of the immigrants come through. And now Israel's cabinet approved the construction of a massive detention center that will house them until they can be repatriated. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said the facility will not be aimed at refugees fleeing from war, but rather infiltrators who threaten Israeli jobs. Most of the immigrants come from Sudan and Eritrea. Activists working with the African immigrants here are condemning the plan, though, one saying on Israeli public radio that Israel will be locking them up in a ghetto. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. supercarrier and a South Korean destroyer are in position in the Yellow Sea for war games, expected to last till Wednesday. At the same time, China's nuclear envoy wants six-nation talks to convene in emergency session in Beijing early next month. Wu Daiwei issued a statement that the international community, especially members of the six-party talks, are deeply concerned about tensions between North and South Korea. The research firm ShopperTrack is reporting that shoppers spent almost $11 billion Black Friday, up just 0.3% over last year. Deep discounts and online shopping took some of the punch out of in-store sales. In the Thanksgiving weekend box office contest between Harry Potter and Rapunzel, the Boy Wizard won, selling over $50 million in tickets. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support.